Not the kid, if you'd like to. Or Newcastle. We've got enough of them.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, council
members. Four items on the agenda today. The first one up is the maintenance building, and I think when I started here, the president told me, we've been trying to build this maintenance building for a couple of years, Hans. I expect you get this done. It took a little while, but we did get it done. We're here today to close it out and to ask for final completion. I actually have two action items. One would be the balancing change order and final completion. The other one would be reauthorization of an administrative authorization for the time and material of the electrical subcontractor. I'd like to take you, if you saw the memo, it gives you the award, gives you the change order history, gives you the amount. The good news is the building was built for less than 4% change order. So that for a complex building like this, that's not bad. And Councilman Burton certainly knows that he knows what I'm talking about. We did take pretty much all opportunities, but the majority of the 4% or 3.8% is really was driven by the desire to have a fire alarm. It was not a requirement. However, the decision to house the command unit in the facility sort of triggered that decision. And when you take the two in their complexity between the fire alarm side and the additional power side for the command unit, really the change order number goes down to less than 2%. So, and I think I'm relatively proud that we got it done. We're in the punch list phase. We're using the facility, and whenever the administrator decides he wants to take you all on a tour, that will be the day, I guess.
You're using the facility now.
We're using the facility. We have been using the facility since...
Richard Lawson's trying to keep that from you.
We've been using the facility for the entire month of May. We started the first week in May, and we have been using it since then.
Working out the kinks.
Mm-hmm. And in this package also is the fit out, you know, like we have all the furniture. We relocated some of it. The offices are occupied. Everything is progressing forward. So, any questions from the commissioners on the facility? We do have two motions.
Okay. Give us the first one.
The first one is really based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 4 for the contract 17-09 Sussex County Maintenance Garage be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $651.96 for a new contract total of $2,080,440.54. And that substantial completion be granted effective May 1, and any held retainage released in accordance with the contract documents. The first motion.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
No, second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President, and please. Full credit here for Mr. Garner, the facilities engineer, for the facilities director, for his role in the entire package. So the second one is what I said before. There was a number of the items were of electrical in nature. They came up from the IT department, came up from the fire alarm side, and they came up from the additional HVAC control side. It made sense for us to take this on internally rather than having the subcontractor be priced up. We had a personal relationship already with the company. The county had several contracts with Tudor Electric, so independent contracts. So we had the comfort level and the ability to do this, avoiding significant costs for the county, getting a direct labor price, which we had previously already priced out. So when you look at the total, we had authorized that's a combination between the administration and the engineering department for $25,000 in change. Part of it flowed back to the county as a credit, $9,000 plus from the control panel, which was supposed to be wired through the control panel contractor, but they didn't have it in their contract. They asked us to take that into our T&M. So that's really the pure authorized work was $15,000. I have a motion for that.
Motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the administratively approved time and material work performed by Tudor Electric Company under contract 17-09 be reauthorized in an amount of $25,141.05.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one up is a, we're back, visiting back the Rehoboth Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Upgrade Program. And we've touched that several times. And again, not going through the whole history, you see the history of how we got there. You see the original agreement from '17. You have the supplemental financing agreement, which deals with Phase 2, which was mutually beneficial to both parties. That was last fall, when we had reasons to believe the city commissioners were ready to move forward with a bigger step, which in the end did not materialize. However, the Phase 2 is still moving forward, while the city is considering Phases 3 and 4. And you remember, we, as part of the original agreement from '17, are a part in the decision-making process of Phases 3 and 4. And there's many balls in the air that have to deal, they deal with debt limit authorizations, they deal with funding availabilities they have through the SRF, and they deal with the urgency of certain ones of the repair items. A part of Phase 3 was the headworks improvements, i.e. the screen they wanted to replace and upgrade to a second screen. When they were looking at their screen and lifted it out of the channel, they experienced a, what's called, we would call this a significant failure, not catastrophic, but significant. They were not, they cannot upgrade it, they cannot repair it. The only thing they could do is put it back in, because it was not able to be modified and upgraded to the point they had anticipated. So, saying this, a failure of this would obviously be fairly impactful on the permit. So we are not interested to have the permit impacted, because we are a big partner. So the city has sent us a letter, which you have attached, where they requested that we expand Phase 2 under the same condition supplemental financing agreement as previously arranged. Careful discussion between the finance director and the engineer, we feel it is in the best interest to grant the request with different conditions. The conditions being that the interest rate, which would have been matched under the SRF, would be 2%, and that the split would be fixed right now, for the time being, at the percentages as outlined in the '17 agreement. And that has to do with the fact that Phases 3 and 4 will have to be completed before we, a few years down the road, will make a decision on where we want to go in terms of percentages, because that's a discretionary decision based on the county. We can go to 50% once the improvements are all made. So this is sort of an in-between step, fairly minor in-between step, but we do owe an answer, an official answer, back to the City of Rehoboth Commissioners, because this was an official request, not just by the administration, but by the commissioners. So having said this, I presented you, or Ms. Jennings and I marked up a couple of minor points and created a supplemental financing agreement, just referencing the 2 points, which you also have attached. And that would allow us to bring this back to the city for a final concurrence, or they can choose a different option to proceed forward otherwise.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion for that. And we are still actively engaged in the determination of the Phase 3, especially Phase 3, you know, that's between the engineering department and the city public works department. So this is the first motion, because that first motion, if you approve that one, that would trigger then the GHD contract amendment, because they would have to design that screen piece. But I want you to look at the first one first, and then the question is, should we separate the two motions, Counselor, or should we leave them together after the council decision?
They should be separate.
Separate. Okay, then let's do that one first. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. Second, I flipped too far, because I have so many. that the supplemental alternative financing agreement with the City of Rehoboth, as presented, be approved.
That is your counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
Sergeant.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
So let me see if I got this right. So this is an agreement that repairs the screen at some financial split between the county and the City of Rehoboth?
Correct. And the split is set in the 17 agreement, which is 42% to 58%.
And Rehoboth is, so Rehoboth said, we have the money for this, and now we have to have them. Do they have to go to referendum?
No, they do not. That is within their authorized limits. And the reimbursement would come through the bills they actually send us. So we would take that particular money, which is owed to us for this project expansion, out of the monthly bill we receive from the cities for services.
And is this something that can be done fairly quickly?
It actually delays our phase two project by 2 months. So, and we had that discussion with the engineers, because obviously we are very much interested. Remember, the phase two project, electrical upgrades to Rehoboth, is directly tied to our South Coastal project. So that was sort of our pain threshold in terms of delay. So if it had been, and the question, I asked the question point blank to the GHD team, what is the time impact maximum amount? And 2 months was the pain threshold. Any longer, I would not recommend that we connect these two pieces. So that there is an impact, and it is in that maximum order of a month.
I didn't like your word, just below catastrophic, right?
It
needs
urgent.
To be done urgently.
It is urgent, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you saw the city letter. I mean, they certainly said, used similar language, that it's urgent.
Okay, thank you.
More questions?
Yeah,
Wilson.
He answered my question.
Answer it. Well, you got, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you look at the second part of the memo, it gives you the history, obviously, of the GHD, which is reassigned as the engineer of record, or reappointed now for the South Coastal as well as any Rehoboth-related work. And when you look at the summary, it gives you the various amendments, scope amendment of the base contract are directly attributable to the Rehoboth work. I also mentioned the canal crossing, and I mentioned the work associated with the pump station on Route 1, which you had just previously in the last few months approved. So that's all moving forward based on our budget and based on my master plan. So what you have before you today, Amendment 18, specifically deals with the headworks and the improvements of the channels and creating the two screens. So that is it's a complete standalone. I asked him for a standalone. I have one I'm working with for some minor tweaks at South Coastal, but I want to bring that forward separately, so it's completely disconnected too. So we do have a motion associated with just Amendment 18.
Sure.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the amendment number 18 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $172,153.17 for the design of the headworks improvements as part, and that's a key piece, as part of the Rehoboth Beach Waste Retrieval Capital Improvement Upgrade Project Phase 2.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Next.
So this would now go back to the city for their final, and then it will come back for your signature, Mr. President, if approved. The next one is the deals with the farming operations, Councilman Wilson, at the Wolf Neck facility.
I'm glad you look at them a little bit.
So we're trying to keep the farming operations going well. So we had a bid a year and a half ago for seed and chemical, And that bid was a two-year bid, but the original authorization by council was only for the first fiscal year. So we have been using some of the monies, but we have a number of bills pending, and I need the reauthorization of this amount, which is contained in the county engineer's current, county engineering department's current budget. In addition, a couple of months ago or two, we advertised a new chemical and seed project, and we, despite sending it out to all of our agricultural partners, we only received one bid, Gramark. It was a competitive bid with one exception. The winter crop seed mix was very expensive, and we will go back separately and try to procure a less expensive mix for just the need. We do have to have a winter crop based on our permit, so, but we do not have to have such an expensive mix. So we took that out, and we actually have now the price for the next two fiscal years would be less than what we had for the previous fiscal year. But once we buy that less expensive winter crop seed mix, we're probably right around the same number we were previously. So we would have a two-component motion, and I think, Councilor Dick, that can be rolled together because both deal with Gromark. Would you agree?
Yeah, motion.
Yes, we do have a let's say a run-on motion.
Can we go back and have a rerun on that on a bids?
Pardon me?
Can we go back and have a rerun on bids?
We could. But because the prices were very close to the highly competitive bid a year and a half ago, except for that one item, Councilman. If it weren't down for the winter mix seed, we would clearly avoid all of it, not just part of it.
You're calling that a cover crop, correct?
Yes, it is for this.
It's a cover crop.
Do we harvest this, or is it just stuck?
Yeah, it's a cover crop.
We try to harvest it because it gives us a little bit of nutrient credit. And I've been educated by our administrator on why certain farmers harvest it and why others don't.
It's
down. Can't do winter wheat or something.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 18-06, delivery of seed and chemical funding, be reauthorized to Gromark FS LLC for FY19 in an amount of $81,766.46 as part of the contract closeout, and be it be further moved to award contract M19-31, delivery of seed and chemicals, bid items 1, 2, and 4 through 6 to Gromark FS LLC in the low bid amount of $77,150.50 per year for FY 20 and 21.
Pleasure, Council.
Did you say this has been bid out?
Move.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Do we have a second?
So I'll second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Question, Mr. Wilson.
Is this being bid out?
Yes, it has been.
It has been bid out? Mm-hmm. And how much acre did it bid on? How much acre was it?
How?
I missed that part. How much acre? How much acre was
How much acreage is it, does it cover? That covers 350 plus acres.
So how much would it be an acre?
How much is it per acre?
Yes,
about 200. No, how much is it?
2,000 or something.
It's not, hopefully it's not, it's 70,000 divided by 350, that's 7,700.
What is that, Ms. Jennings?
$200.
$200, Mr. Wilson.
$200 later.
How do we do on that one, Councilman?
Well, you did all right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's burned spending more money than we got.
We try not to do that. Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton. Yes, obviously, motion carried. Last one,
Coastal Business Park, really an update. Very small change order, but I like to use it as an update of where we are. I don't know whether some of you have seen our progress. We are across the railroad track. The ditch has been moved over slightly. We have the conduits in place. We're working actively with the contractor and the gas company. The gas installations have started. We developed a number of the pad sites. And just a quick recap on the change orders. It was a very, very small initial change order for the project, but then there was a slightly larger one to bring more imported fill in and regrade two of the lease areas. This one here is for the one lease area. For two lease areas, 2 and 3, we're extending the water line by a few feet. And that's a small one. But the other one is, as part of this contract, we're also importing fill from Wolf Neck. And that fill is an accumulation of 3 years of time and material work. Whenever we do wet work, and that excavated material can be used, especially in Dalat right-of-ways. Most of it's coming out of Dalat right-of-ways. So it's pretty good material. However, it has to be put aside, and because we can't leave the construction site open, so we bring in select, so that material accumulates at Wolf Neck, but now, because it's sitting on state land, we've essentially been told, you guys have to take it out of there. So it was part of Melvin Joseph's contract to bring this in. It's part of the base contract. But the when they started to bring it in, they felt there was just a little bit too much asphalt and concrete material mixed in. So they provided a very competitive price to screen it out. That way, we have 100% clean fill, and that is the 14. That's the change order we're proposing. Number three is to screen the material versus just use the unscreen. $11,633, and part of it is the waterline extension. So I think it's money well spent, and I recommend to accept that new unit price for Melvin Joseph.
You have a motion.
We do have a motion with it. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number two for contract 19-15, Delaware Coastal Business Park Phase 1 construction, be approved, increasing the contract amount by $11,636 for a new total of $1,052,770.75.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
How far to move the ditch?
Mr. Wilson.
Pardon me? You said they moved slightly to move the ditch. How far to move it?
I moved it about 10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sideways.
Just throw the dirt back in the old ditch?
Yes.
Any more questions? We'll take that. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll get Mr. Carey. Thank
and
you, sir.
Mr. Ashman?
Good morning. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be our Chapel Branch area. The engineering department has received a request from the property owners of parcel 234-6-74.05, Charles and Gladys Smith. They are interested in having the county extend the current sewer district boundary to include their parcel. Parcel is contiguous to the existing boundary, and as the engineering department is in the process now of designing the connections for Chapel Branch, at this time we could provide a connection and they could be included as part of this design. The county's current design of the Chapel Branch infrastructure proposes a force main along the northern property line of the Smith parcel.
You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Smith annexation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 234-6.00-74.05 as presented on June 4th, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I have a question.
Mr. Burton.
Are we talking to those other people that are alongside of that? I
mean, down along this line?
Yeah.
We have posted everything out there when we did the Chapel Branch area. Actually, the Smith Zone, I think a parcel right here as well, but they're not interested in including that one at this time.
But they did grant us an easement, which was critical for the Chapel Branch project.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Has there anybody built on this 150-foot lot?
These? I think these all have houses on them, yes.
But they're all houses. I don't see why they want to put a sewer line there.
We're actually coming down the road with part of our project for Chapel Branch.
Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I'll be at Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Old business, Ms. Cornwell, come on down.